Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Triple Clowns. That's right, it's me, the DOWG, Randall Johnson, alongside the beautiful Sarah Marie, Mrs. Big News, and the truck stop burrito, AJ Ryder. And we are going to go over Santa Anita, the late pick for April 30th. This is for Saturday, April 30th, the late pick four. Got a couple stakes races in there, right? One at least, right? Yeah, we do. It's going to be a lot of fun. So let's get into it. Sarah, tell us what we're talking about.
All right, the late pick four starts off in race nine, where we have a 6 furlong maiden race on the turf, $67,000 at stake. That is tough to get out today. Holy cow.
That's a lot of money.
Ooh, yeah. Wow. Anyways, it's for California bred, 3-year-olds and up.
Can't see it. I have a
shot. There you go. All right. Well, with that being said, you want to start us off?
All right. And I just wanted to show my shirt because it just looks weird that I'm just wearing a random football jersey, even though so is AJ, but there's a story behind
it. I know.
But I had to show the Santa Anita Park we're repping today. That's right. So the first race, race nine, the first part of the pick four, first leg of the pick four, I'm going to go with AJ Ryder's best friend.
Oh, yep.
Dan Blacker.
Dan Blacker, of course. How did you not know that? Dan Blacker with Disco Tribute. I think this horse needed a race. It was claimed at 6-1. You got to look at something like that. The horse went off 6-1 last out. Somebody saw something. So this horse got claimed. Blacker has been hot. He's been hot. This meet, definitely. I think they will send this horse to make sure this horse clears. Has to. And I don't think it's a big deal clearing in this field. So give me the 12 with AJ's best friend training. And that's Disco Tribute, the 12 in that one. And I'm also going to go with, I'm going to go 2 in each race, by the way, because that's my new thing. I'm just going to give everybody 2.
That's my new thing.
Yeah, that's my new thing. And I'm going to go with the Jack Klugman, named after Jack Klugman. And if anybody out there knows who I'm talking about, that will be the 10, and that's Quincy. Quincy, spelled different, but Quincy, the 10 at 12-1. First time gelding, first time Lasix. I mean, obviously this horse has made, you know, has done something here to be put in this race after this layoff, right? I mean, this horse obviously needs some training really, really well. And I think this horse could shock here. Mike Smith jumps aboard. I mean, and the trainer is big from route to sprint. Big angle there. A lot of big angles there at a 12-1 horse. Give me this horse. Let me see what can happen. Let me take a flyer. So I'm going to go with 10-12.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah. All right. Well, I took the 12 as well. A lot of the same reasons, but I also played him with 2 other horses here. The 4 Orth at 6-1.
Yep.
We got Tyler Bays back staying on. Last time out, he'd really just get tossed around. You really looked at that, but then he did come in for a second place there. Yeah, I was backed by a lot, but you watch it and that 4 horse did not have a good run, but you look 2 races back. He raced fairly decent, seems to be getting better. Coming back, you know, I like him here at the 6 furlongs. Last time he was 5, now we're doing 6. He should chase the pace here, really sitting behind, pass on the hip of the 6, and even the 12, who I see could go out to the lead. I did take the 7 as well. Oh, babe. Guess I'm going to go with that. At 3-1, stretching back out to the 6 furlongs as well. Another horse that had a little bit of trouble. Last time he ran the 6 furlongs, but he really rallied in the stretch to a really nice performance. We could see it again if he gets a really clean break and a really clean ride. We have JJ aboard. I think JJ is a really great jockey. So for me, it was the 4, the 7, and the 12.
All right.
Right on.
AJ.
Well, obviously, you throw in the 12 at 6-1 with my personal best friend and confidant, Dan Blacker. I'm going to go with that horse, especially off of a 2-month layoff.
I feel like you said personal best friend. What else is a best
friend? No, personal confidant. Best my best friend and personal confidant.
That's personal confidant. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, we're like this. coming off the 2-month layoff, I know it's a bit of a jump in class from last time, but again, you know, you're talking about a young horse off to 2 months. Who knows how well this horse could come back? I went 4 deep here, and I'm with you on a couple of these. I went with the 7, though, who 3 starts on turf, 3 seconds. I think this horse is waiting to break out. 3-1, not the greatest price, but turf seems to be where this horse is most comfortable. And, you know, I can't lead it off the ticket when it finally breaks out and gets one of these wins here on the turf. The other one, the 2, Erebus. Somebody pronounce it for me. I don't know. Anyway, so looking at the last couple of races, this horse has been pretty competitive outside of the bad trip 2 starts ago at this level, you know, in the California bred races here at Santa Anita. There's nothing telling me that this horse should be 15-1. I think it should be a little bad because this horse has run some pretty competitive speed figures, you know, compared to the rest of the field. So when this horse figures is out, God, man, there's no reason this horse can't win at 15-1. It certainly had the experience given 12 starts, but we'll see. I like the horse a lot. And then I'm with you on the 10 as well. My big angle always in maiden special weight or maiden claimers races is a 3-year-old after a long layoff. This one was gelded during that long layoff and now comes back after 2 fourth place finishes prior to this in pretty good main special weight races at Del Mar. Let's see how we like Santa Anita turf at 12-1. I like that as well. So I'm going 2, 7, 10, 12.
All right. And we all faded the 11, which is the favorite there with Chipper. That's funny. So everybody out there probably played the 11. But I think there's a lot of hangers in this race. That's why I stayed away from a few of them. But who knows? I mean, everybody.
I mean, nine starts and maiden fourth twice, and then isn't a factor the rest of the time. It's at 5 years old. That's hard to get behind.
And I don't. Yeah, exactly. And I don't like the 12 coming across him and everything like that. Don't think that horse will be the favorite going off, honestly. But we'll see.
Yes, we'll see. Let's go to race 10, where we have the Grade 2 Santa Margarita Stakes. We have a mile and an eighth, $200,000 for filly and mares, 4-year-old and up. Randy.
I'm going to go straight up with the 4 here. Well, now I'm not going to just play the 4 because I have another angle with another horse here. But I think this is a 2-horse race in my mind here. And I've got 2 horses again. I'm going to go with the 4, Sadler, with a turf back to dirt move is always a big thing. He's great at it. And last race was a confidence builder. I love those. I really, really like those. I think, you know, going back to the dirt here, I think the dirt will feel longer for this horse because that's what people don't realize. Dirt feels longer than turf because it's not as deep, run in sand and run on the grass. And you guys tell me if it feels different. So, you know, that worries me a little bit, but I have to play the 4 here. I think this 4 could steal it. So I'm going to play the 4. I'm also going to go with the 7 here. I mean, second off the layoff, let's just call this horse trained by MacArthur. Let's just say that. Trained by MacArthur. Would that be good? MacArthur?
Bathy? Yeah.
No, it'd be Barthy. That sounds terrible. All right. So obviously we're saying Bob Baffert last trained this horse, went over to McCarthy. Second off the layoff with McCarthy here. I mean, this horse, it could be a monster. This horse might have wanted to be a monster, might have been. I mean, let's face it, came from the Baffert barn. Numbers look that this horse could be what it is. I don't, 4-1 seems high for this horse. So give me that horse too. I'm going to go 4-7.
Okay. I took the 9. I played Miss Bigley. I did not play Park Ave. I went with Miss Bigley instead. I don't know. She's just a tough horse. You really look at all of her past performances. She's been racing in graded company for the past two times out. A really nice second place in that Beholder Mile, but you really looked at how she ran. And now we're stretching out to a mile and an eighth here. She's run it before. She did decent at that distance before. I think she's just going to be a tough contender. And then I wanted to try to get a bit of a price here. So I did the 2 Bellamore at 15-1 with Victor aboard. Coming back to the dirt here. Now, 2 wins back-to-back on the synthetic at Golden Gate, which typically I do not like the transition from Golden Gate to Santa Anita because it never works out well. But this horse has a couple races at Santa Anita that are pretty decent. So I was kind of trying to break my rule a little bit. But if she can come back to the dirt like she did, you know, in 2020, even her performance in Kingland, her performance at Saratoga, you know, even at earlier this year in Santa Anita, it wasn't terrible. She just needed to get her confidence back up, and that's where she got it back with those two synthetic runs. So we'll see how she does. I think could be a play for underneath at a price. I would definitely put that on your exotics. So 2.9 for me.
2.9. JJ.
I like it. I'm with you on the 9. That horse is going to be on my ticket as well. Winning the grade 3 at Oaklawn, comes over to Sanity in the grade 1, gets second as time goes by. Of course, we know. And then I went a little off the rails compared to what everyone else has got. I went with the 6, Sharapova. Now, Sharapova last time was here in an allowance race, just missed by head, went out and got the win in whatever, a stakes race there. I'm just curious to see how this horse does with the extra eighth of a mile. Abel Sadio obviously saw something in there, decided to run on this horse for the first time at 5-1. I'm just curious to see what I can get there. And then I went with the Argentina horse, Blue Stripe. Now, this horse has been running overseas in Argentina for a long time, came over for the distaff. Obviously, first time over here in the States. And then now I get to see this horse run for a second time at a mile and eighth here. I think this horse now has been here for a while. Let's see how it does. And 6-1. Hell yeah. So I went 3.69.
3.69. AJ going with the horse straight out of New Mexico. I think you've been on that Tuesday show too long.
He said he was going to go off the rails with the pick. Hey, so well, he did.
I plugged the show without even having to plug the show.
Nice. No, but yeah, coming off Sharapova, it is coming off. I mean, it's a big win. Stakes win at Sunland Park. We don't see that much coming over. But obviously Santa Anita horse that went down there.
Right.
Yep. All right. So let's get on to it.
Yeah, let's go to race 11. We have the grade 2 Charles Whittingham Stakes, a mile and a quarter, $225,000. This is on the downhill course for 3-year-olds and up. Randy, start us off.
All right. Let me just say, obviously, Dean Martini, we're all talk about. Yeah. So I obviously have to play him.
Yeah. Big favorite on the show.
Yeah. So I'll just say my angle with the 15-1 shot, Dean Martini, is may have found a home on turf. These are my notes here. Second off a layoff, really tough race last out that I watched. Distance scares me a little bit here. But once again, you know, turf, you can run a little bit better on a mile and a quarter than you can under. It's a little deeper. So that translation might mean give me Dean Martini. Maybe he's doing all right. You know, second off the layoff. I mean, ran good first time out. Cedillo aboard. She stays on. Go. Give me him. Got to play him. And the other horse I'm going to play is, and this horse has beat me so many times. And it is Master of Foxhounds. And that's a 6. I mean, this is a possible single for me, honestly. I think this horse is much, much, much the best another one second off a layoff, which is big with Baltus. Baltus is big second off a layoff. He ran against the best in this division, this horse, and held his own, if not won. So I'm going to play the six here, and I'm going to fade the seven. I think the distance is too long for the seven. Yeah. So great. Go out to the lead. I think it's too long for him. So I'm going to fade him. I think the six will be the favorite, unless people are listening to this and they'll bet the seven, but should be the favorite, the six.
Or have them bet the seven so we can get a little price on the six. One, maybe.
So I'm just going 2-6.
2-6. All right. Well, I'm with you on the six there. I think you're right there where if you're looking for a single, this could be your really nice single for you. I'm also went in. I faded the seven as well, and I picked the four. Dicey Mo Chara. I believe that's how you say it all correctly. Obviously, distance is not an issue for him. I see him really sitting like top of the mid pack, really chasing the pace here. DVD's staying aboard. He just looks really nice. Had a nice performance in the Grade 3 San Luis Rey, getting second to Acclimate by only half a length. Had a really nice performance in February, where he got a win. And he just seems like his form is improving and improving, and he's raced against some really tough company. So he has the form. Not much of a price if you're going to be playing him with the six or the seven, but a little bit better. A little bit better than nothing, I guess you could say. So I just did the four and the six here.
4-6.
Mm-hmm.
AJ, what do you think?
None of you are playing seven.
Fading seven.
I had a big question.
Wow.
I'm only playing seven. Two, and I had somebody had to represent Dean Martin.
So, well, okay, here's my thing about Dean Martin. I am with you 100%. When you look at just his turf effort last time out, and then you look at even when he was running on turf as a two-year-old, actually ran really well, right? Yeah. I mean, he wasn't bad. And then comes back and runs a pretty good allowance race on the turf. I'm all for that. I don't know if I can put him on my ticket. So the way I'm going to structure this, I love the six and I love the seven. So, I mean, I can't go three deep here. I mean, I don't think I can. We'll see how the ticket, scratches dictate that. But right now it's 6-7 for me. But Dean Martini is going to be somebody that
I think Dean Martini is going to press the seven for the lead. I'm telling you that right now.
But also he might not be able to hang. I don't know that yet for him. Beyond Brilliant, his numbers has proven to me that he, the Hollywood Derby, another great, two grade ones in this last three starts. And you guys want to fade him?
This distance, look, the distance.
Oh, long. I mean, one at a mile and an eighth.
Okay. Mile and a quarter this. Is a whole different ball game.
Okay, but Dean Martini's question is the same question, though.
I know. Well, I said that. I did say.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So,
well, listen, why you know, you... Dean Martini.
Well, I mean, he might. I get it. I'm not trying to diss Dean Martini because guess what? There's going to be a significant win bet placed on him come post time Saturday. Don't get me wrong. I do like Dean Martini, and I like the six. I like the seven. If I'm playing my ticket the way it is, where I've got three, I've got to cut it down somewhere, right? And the safer bet is the six or the seven. Who knows? Come post time, I might just be like, maybe I'll go 7-2. I don't know. Or 6-7. I'm not entirely sure. 6-7 are my safe bets, but I am all over Dean Martini as well.
All right.
And based on a hunch, I might just throw him in there anyway.
Nice. All right. So let's just say 2-6-7, but 6-7.
Let's just, yeah.
Yeah. And yeah, I mean, wouldn't it be great if Dean Martini was in the Sam Davis Stakes? Wouldn't that be kind of cool, right? I mean,
yeah.
We could do a whole bunch of stuff like that.
We could, yeah.
All right. All right. Let's move on.
Go to the final leg, which is race 12. We have a 6.5 furlong allowance race. This is on the downhill course. $69,000 for three-year-old and up. Randy, who are you taking?
Well, right away, I'm going to come with, another horse. It's coming off a long layoff. Is the one, Clayton Delaney. Sounds like the most Irish horse in the world. Clayton Delaney here, coming off a layoff. What came off a layoff last time, if we look, a couple races ago, and won. So this horse runs off the bench nice. When he runs fresh, it's good. I think this horse will like the distance on the turf here. If you look at it, I think it's a perfect distance for this horse. So put those together, a horse that can run off the bench, a horse that, you know, I think will like this distance. Give me this horse at 6-1 all day long. And I don't think many people are going to see this angle. So I think it might be a nice price. The next one I'm going to play is the 7. I think this is the rightful favorite, will be the favorite. This distance seems great for this horse. The Amato is huge on second everything. Second off a layoff, second time Lasix, second date, second helping. It doesn't matter. He's good with the second stuff. It's a huge angle. This horse is coming over. I think this horse will be the favorite. And I think there's a reason for that. So I'm just going to go 2 deep again. 1-7.
All right. Well, I did 3 deep. I'm with you on the 7, but I did have a note here that he really should take to the downhill course quite nicely, as it's going to be a familiar type surface with all the undulations of the downhill course that he's familiar with running in the UK. They see that a lot over there. But that was just my little added note on the 7. I'm playing him. I did go, we'll just start at the top. I took the 2-1 Fast Bro, 8-1. He is coming in, you know, he has great speed. Second off the layoff, he had a decent race at Del Mar, and then coming into Santa Anita, I think it's just wasn't quite there yet. But now his second time out, his first time out with the new trainer. Let's see how he's done. But looking at his workouts, it looks like he's geared and ready to go. He has really decent form. I like that they are going to be dropping him back quite a bit to this 6.5. So we'll be able to see. I think it's going to help him out a lot to get more of that confidence back in him since he hasn't raced too much this year. But I think for a decent price, we got Kyle Frey aboard. I don't think you can go wrong with Kyle. And then I also took the 9 for another price play here, Air Force Red. Got Victor aboard on this one. Coming back to that 6.5 furlong, I think he's going to break really well. He's quick out of the gate on the downhill course. Could be a little bit of a threat there. But for a price play, I'm just going to throw him in because I am playing the 7 as well.
I was just about to say, because I think you're wrong, this horse isn't quick out of the gate, the 9. But I was just about to say, no one's taking the speed. AJ, we need you to take the speed here. Because no one's taking the speed down the hill.
Indulge?
No, you don't really have to. But we're taking, like, legitimate.
You don't have to tell me twice. I already did. I mean, realistically, it's all the transition from dirt to turf for him, and how that will go. And I'm all for it, especially at 10-1, because you got a possible front runner at 10-1, and the only question mark is will he take the turf? 10-1, I'm gonna try it. Why not? So yes, I mean, great lead in to my picks. Thank you. The only other horse that I have, you know, maybe is I'm with Sarah on 1 Fast Bro. I love the thought of this horse, being out there in front on the turf. I know it hasn't run a sprint, but it's run a mile a bunch of times and has put up really good numbers and figures at a mile. This is my favorite horse in this race, is to the 2-1 Fast Bro. The 2 is going to get for sure on my ticket. It's going to get probably a couple win bets. It's going to be on top of some exactas. I think this horse wins the race. I really do. I think this horse is definitely, you know, you look at his PPs, and as much as he's been running at a mile and 16th and a mile, and stuff, I think this horse is primed for a sprint right now to get his confidence up. And I love 8-1. I hope I get 8-1. I really like the change that Dialba's doing with this horse. Like, hey, well, let's try a sprint now, right? Because it's put up some massive numbers, even at a mile and 16th and a mile and all that stuff. So 8-1 on one fast bro. Yes, I am in. The other one, obviously the 7, which everyone's talked about. Second time here at Santa Anita, shipping from overseas. And the first time looked really strong. If you leave this horse off your ticket, I think you're, I don't know. You probably forgot it, because it seems like a dumb move.
All right. Well, there you go.
2-3 for you?
2-3-7.
2-3-7.
Yep. All right.
There it is. So recap them real quick, Sarah, and we'll wrap it up.
All right. The first leg of the late pick 4 in race 9. Randy has the 10, the 12. AJ has the 2, 7, 10, 12. I have the 4-7-12. The second leg in race 10, Randy is 4-7. AJ has 3-6-9. I have the 2-9. Race 11, Randy is 2-6. AJ is 2-6-7. And I have 4-6. And the final leg, race 12, 1-7. AJ is 2-3-7. And I am the 2-7-9.
I think we could all hit it. That could all, I think we all have,
it's a possibility. Yeah.
I think we all have one number in each race. All right. So, all right. That's it, everybody, for Santa Anita Park, Saturday, April 30th. That's your pick 4. We'll put them up later on if you didn't catch it, but thanks for watching. Hit that like, subscribe button, and stay tuned, because we have a lot of stuff going on coming up. But everybody out there, we are doing a lot of things. I think we have to do we're obligated now to do a golden hour pick 4.
Yes.
Because we did make that deal with people. And we thank everybody that liked and subscribed. So we got monetized. Thank you. Keep it up. Share us. Do whatever. See you later, everybody.